Marijuana activist offers free joints to vaccinated New Yorkers to mark 420. By Amy Furr on April 20, 2021. A marijuana activist is planning to hand out free joints in New York's Union Square Park on Tuesday to adults with a valid coronavirus vaccination card. Krispy Kreme is giving away donuts for those with proof of vaccination. The least the medical marijuana movement can do is take a stand up for science. 74-year-old Dana Beale, who organized the Joints for Jabs event, told the New York Post. The activist said the giveaway is our chance to say thank you, Governor Andrew Cuomo, since he signed a bill into law in March legalizing adult use of recreational marijuana in the state. I'm sure he didn't foresee we would be giving out free weed to promote his vaccination effort, Beale added. Participants must show proof of their vaccination status, and if they do not, they will be sent away, said Beale, who founded the Global Marijuana March. The event is scheduled to last 5 hours and 20 minutes and end at 4:20 p.m., according to its Facebook page. Its table with a free joint for anyone who brings proof vaccination. Surrounded by socially distanced demonstrators with anti-vax signs, the page read. The 420 ritual reportedly caught on after a group of California high school students began smoking marijuana every afternoon at 4:20, according to Fox 5. Urban legends grew to interpret 420 for police or penal code for marijuana or the number of chemicals in it. Since then, the day has turned into a national cause to legalize recreational marijuana use, now growing into more states giving the okay to inhale, the outlet said. New York legalized pot for recreational use on March 31. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., signed the legislation on Wednesday, which creates automatic expungement of previous marijuana convictions that would now be legal. The Democrat governor described it as a historic day, Breitbart News reported. The law allows adults to possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis outside their residence. For those who miss out on Tuesday's event, a similar one will take place May 1 during the city's cannabis parade. We're going to have thousands of joints for both events, said Beale, who was previously in jail regarding pot trafficking charges.